Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 2, and there we've been looking at the way of wisdom. On Monday we saw that in order to acquire the wisdom of the Lord from the Word of God, we must be receptive. The Bible says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." That's Proverbs chapter number 2 and verse number 1. You know, animals are created with an instinct, and that's true. An animal does what it does because it is what it is. But, you know, God did not lock people into that same mold. God gave us a mind, a will, an emotion, gave us a spirit. It was God's plan for the human spirit to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But, of course, with the fall of Adam, that left man without any governing principle, and as a result of that, unregenerate man headed off in another direction. So with salvation, it's possible for God's spirit to once again dominate the human spirit. But again, it's only a possibility. It's a choice that one must make. We saw also that you must be responsive to receive this wisdom. The Bible says, "Incline thine ear unto wisdom, apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou wilt criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding." These are all action verbs that require something on our part, that we must respond to what God would have us to hear and do. And then we saw that you must be resolute. Proverbs 2:4, "If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure." You don't find the deep treasures of minerals and rubies and diamonds laying on the surface typically. You have to work for them. You have to dig for them. And so there's got to be some resolution, some resoluteness to find the way of wisdom. And then on yesterday, we saw some of the consequences. If a man seeks after the way of wisdom, we saw one of the consequences is that you'll have a reverential love. The Bible says, "Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord." Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Doesn't say it's the end, but it is the beginning. And so there will be that reverential love if you have that wisdom that comes from God's word. But also today, I want to look at this thought in verse number 7. "He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." The word "lay up" here, it has the same idea as the word "hide" that's found in the beginning of this passage in Proverbs 1. And of course, we know that the wicked, they look for wisdom, but they're not going to be able to find it. But even the righteous, it's not, again, laying on the surface. It's something that we must dig for, something that we must search for. And then the Bible says, "layeth up sound wisdom," sound wisdom. Comes from a word that has the idea of stability. And only those who find God's wisdom have stability in life. And the object of wisdom is to protect us from the instability and the onslaughts of this life. In Matthew 7, we see the story of the foolish man that built his house upon the sand, upon the philosophies, upon the opinions, upon the theories, upon the religions of men. And of course, when the tempest come, the house didn't stand. But on the other hand, we see the wise man. He built his house upon the rock, which is, of course, God's word, God's wisdom. And as a result of that, when the wind and the rain came, all was well. And, of course, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Understand that the Lord Jesus, he is truth embodied. All truth proceeds from the Word of God, and the living Word, the Lord Jesus. And if we expect to follow the way of wisdom, if we expect to live a life pleasing to God and to detour around the obstacles and pitfalls of those things that befall the human race on a daily basis, then, my friend, we must apply our hearts under wisdom. And we must seek mine to dig out the treasures, the true treasures of the wisdom of the truth of the Word of God. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us today to be found faithful, serving, digging for the truth of the Word, living by it, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.